It's high. You know, it's fun to be a part of camp on day one. I feel the excitement coming in yesterday.
Yeah, he's right.
I feel everyone's excitement to get back at it, knowing that there's a lot of work to do, but building off of the good things we did this week.
Revamp offensive line, obviously, the goal is to keep you up at the times on the field with the guys you've seen.
Good. I feel good about the offensive guys. I feel like the front office did a good job of bringing guys in. And now it's just a matter of gelling those guys together, playing consistently with the same five guys, and building off what we started.
How big of a loss is Stone? Spent a lot of time free agency draft building line.
It's tough. You know, Mike's a really good player. Man. It's well done doing a football player. You know, the team. It's going to be a mess, guys. It's the NFL. Injuries happen all across the board. And so I want to see if the guys are tough to lose him early, but I'm kind of thinking about the same thing. We're going to lose him. At least we have the whole camp to work with him, set in, and get on the same page. And you can use this time to recover and get back as fast as possible.
What will fans notice about the difference in Bill Lazor's offense compared to what we've seen the last couple of years?
Well, it's a completely different system. You know, I think there's always some similarities between offenses, but some new concepts and things we haven't done in the past. Pushing the ball downfield in many different ways, spreading the field, I think is going to be a big key. That noticeably, just from the stands, you can see is as far as spreading the field in the run game and in the pass game.
What's the biggest thing you're going to work on in this new offense? I know today's just the first day, but knowing your priority list for preseason?
Timing. You know, I think timing on a lot of the new routes is key. This offense is pure timing, throwing to spots. You know, you see on the first day, you might miss a guy, but we're throwing to these spots, and over time we're going to build the trust that the receiver's going to be there, and I'm going to put it in the right spot. And that's just the biggest thing right now, is trusting the receivers, trusting myself, them trusting me, and getting the ball in the right spot at the right time.
What will define a successful season?
Well, you know, that's a broad question, but you know, we want to play deep into the January and February, and you know, that's our goal at this point is to go out, win the division, and play the playoffs in there. So, you know, there's a big season ahead of us, and I think anything less than that is not up to our standards.
Is there any more incentive for you to get off to a good start, even in these practices, have a lot of really good to build up confidence early?
Well, it's always good to build confidence early. You know, obviously today wasn't our best practice. The first day struggles, but we had some good things. We had some good routes run out there, some good catches, moving through progressions. So there's stuff to build up. Obviously, we have to clean up the ugly stuff. But I'm confident we can do that quickly and, you know, start progressing quickly towards where we need.
You've got a couple of years of experience under your belt now. Just talk about year three for being out and how different it is for you.
It's huge. You know, I have a lot of confidence. Confidence in myself, confidence in the guys around me, that we're going to get this thing done. And, you know, I see the work being put in over the spring. I see the work I'm putting in over the spring, getting ready. And now it's just time to go play. You know, I think that's the biggest thing is the pressure's off. You know, now it's just time to go play. I understand the NFL. I understand how it works. I understand how the season works. And now it's just about going to play.
A league of power rankings building up for quarterbacks and teams. And do you pay attention to any of that stuff?
No, I don't. I pay attention to what's in this building. The guys that are in the room around me, coaching staff, what they bring to the table every day as far as a game plan, a practice script. I'm excited. I'm excited about the guys we have in the room, and I'm excited about the plan and the offense we have.
Ryan, you expect a learning curve with the offensive line. And at the start, I think your first four passes, three, probably would have been sacks. Is that just something that's you're gonna work through in training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the first day. You know, it's not going to be the prettiest practice we have. It better not be. You know, obviously, I don't think that today was the practice we wanted to have. The balls on the ground. But we have to have some good build up. The quicker we can get those corrections made, the better we can be able to correct those things over the next couple of days and not have those mistakes.
Would you say after the first one?
I'd say everyone take a deep breath on that. Let's play. The first play, I think they had to go on the ground, and after that, we had a good set. We had to get a close completion down to the left. So I think everyone just needs to take a deep breath and relax a little bit. Just first, a little juiced up, you know, a lot of excitement in the air. a football, so he's got to take a deep breath.
Sean Marino, is that a loss or a setback, or are you kind of in a neutral position because you haven't really had a look at the OTAs big yet?
Well, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with the team. Right now, it's kind of limited in the spring a little bit, so I don't really know exactly what I'm missing, I guess if you could say. But I'm excited about Lamar and Daniel. I think they're going to have them on today. I've got over on a few routes.